And then Fort Benning is near what town in Georgia?
Columbus. I mentioned that.
Right. And over in New Orleans, the biggest city the city known for the Mardi Gras, then, that I just said, is
New Orleans.
And the capital of Louisiana is Baton Rouge or Baton Rouge. How do you call that?
Baton Rouge, B-A-T, I believe.
Yeah. How do you say it?
Rouge. How do you spell it? R-O-U-N-G-E?
R-U-G-E, I believe. How do you pronounce it around here, you reckon?
Don't ever hear it pronounced.
Don't pronounce it. Okay.
I wish you'd go back to the cows and chickens.
Okay. Well, there's one more of these, and we'll be back with them. The biggest city in southern Ohio is just across the river from Kentucky there. Cincinnati?
What?
The biggest city in southern Ohio is Cincinnati?
Mm-hmm. How do you Cincinnati. Say Cincinnati. C-I-N-C.
Mm-hmm. And you say Cincinnati? Mm-hmm. How?
Cincinnati.
Okay. And the biggest city in Kentucky is
Louisville.
How do you say it?
Louisville,
okay.
I believe.
Okay. You call it how?
Louisville.
Okay. And, and how far is it from here to, say, Ellaville up there?
15 miles. I can answer that because you see the signs.
Sure.
It's 15 miles. I reckon it's from the heart of town.
Right. And if someone asks you to go with him, say, up to Ellaville, you're not sure where you want to go, you might say, oh, I don't know. How would you tell him that? If he asks you to go
with him? I'd try to show him.
Yeah. Well, if somebody, say your neighbor, invites you to go with them and you're not really sure that you want to go, you might say, oh, I don't know.
Too far?
Okay. Yeah, would you be more likely to say, I don't know if I want to go, or I don't know whether or not I want to go? Which one of those would you probably be more likely to say?
I don't know whether I want to go or not.
Okay. And if you
I'm
have,
choked up this morning.
Yes,
I think I
well, that's bothering you too much. Well, we can stop. There's much more to do, though, this time. But we can stop for a little while, anytime you want to.
Well, I want to get through with it.
Okay. If you have a very sick friend, and he's not likely to get any better, you might
say he's better off.
Okay. It seems...
Pass out. That's what I said about this fellow yesterday. He had tumor of the brains, and cancer of the brains. I operated on him, and he lived there since August or the other day. Friday, I believe, Saturday morning he died. So we buried him yesterday, and that boy suffered.
Yeah, that's terrible.
Is this okay in what I see?
No, ma'am, that's fine. If somebody asks you how he's getting along, you might say, well, it seems like that he won't pull through, or he seems as though, or seems as if. How would you say that?
Drag around, I think.
All right.
And that's what I'm doing. Feel good, very well sometimes, then again I don't feel like nothing.
Sure. And if someone invites you to go somewhere, and you say, well, if they invite you to go by yourself, but you want someone to go with you, you might say, well, I won't go unless she goes, or without she goes. How would you say that? I won't go
unless she goes.
All right. And if one of the children, one of your grandchildren, were supposed to help you with the dishes, and if she didn't help you, maybe the child went off to play, you might say, oh, she went off playing.
And she already helped me with the dishes.
Okay, would you say instead of?
Playing.